3 years ago, presidential candidates in both parties promised that the federal government would subsidize prescription drug benefits for senior citizens. Now the candidates are preparing for another primary season, and Congress still has not agreed on a way to do that. Lawmakers are negotiating over the prescription benefit as part of a larger restructuring of Medicare. NPR's Julie Rovner is no doubt delighted to spend her days standing just outside the room where they negotiate, and she joins us once again. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Steve.
So, are they close to a deal here?
Well, to listen to them, you'd think they are. Now, the problem is none of us are in the room. Basically, you've got 10 Republicans and 2 Democrats who are doing these negotiations behind closed doors. They missed a deadline last week. They missed a deadline again last Friday. They have another deadline for next Wednesday, and we'll see whether they can get a deal.
10 Republicans and 2 Democrats on this conference committee between the House and the Senate.
This is actually a subset of that conference committee that actually has 17 members, 7 of whom are Democrats. But the people who are actually in the room are what the chairman of the conference, Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas, calls the coalition of the willing. He's basically excluded the 5 Democrats he doesn't think will agree with him in any way.
He's excluded the 5 liberal Democrats, basically, is a way to put it.
That's correct.
And the people who are left are moderates to conservatives, but they still haven't been able to reach a deal. Why not?
This is a very large and complex undertaking. They're operating with a absolute budget cap of $400 billion. So every time they come to an agreement on something that raises a cost, they've got to take something else away someplace else. So even this group of people who are relatively like-minded are having difficulties finding a way to craft this bill and keep it under their budget limit.
And you do have to wonder if there are people, senior citizens particularly, who are wondering why this is so complicated. It seems simple to them. They want some kind of subsidy for prescription drugs.
Well, the bottom line is you've got a bunch of conservatives in the House who say they're okay with the idea of adding $400 billion to Medicare over 10 years for a drug benefit, but only if you also restructure the program to make it financially solvent for the baby boomers. You've got a bunch of Democrats in the Senate who say they like the drug benefit. They don't like some of these Republican plans for restructuring Medicare. They think that that would undermine Medicare. They say they won't vote for it if it has those things in it. The conservatives in the House say they won't vote for it if it doesn't have those things in it.
And this is all happening in the larger context of gigantic budget deficits that the U.S. government now faces.
Absolutely. And that's certainly a push on everybody.
Julie, now, how does the presidential campaign factor into this? What are the presidential candidates saying?
I was at a meeting last week with some national pollsters who were talking about how some of the health issues are expected to play out in next year's campaign. Everybody pretty much assumes that the campaign next year will be about health care for the uninsured, the 43 million Americans with no insurance. But if this Medicare bill does not pass this fall, and that's still on the table, there's some question as to whether this will overtake that as the main health issue next year.
People might be talking about Medicare and prescription drugs for a second straight presidential campaign.
It's certainly possible.
NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.